Okay, Bruce, thanks for listening to me ramble there, and it's your turn, sir.
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to move through this kind of quickly because my cell phone signal has already dropped out twice and I had to call back. Anyway, my wife was diagnosed day before yesterday with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that the cardiologist said probably is genetically based because she has the best diet in the world. You wouldn't believe what she has for breakfast, spun greens and stuff like that. So I have her on Pectisol C powder to try to keep down galactin 3 if we
There you
can,
go.
just if that is a factor. And also have her on cannabidiol oil or CBD oil.
Sure.
And I was wondering if you knew how much CBD oil, how many milligrams she should be on, and
No,
if there are any other suggestions you had. We have an appointment with Dr. Sherman near the beginning of September.
okay. I'd have to look that up on the CBD oil, sir. I don't know. It's not something I paid attention to, simply because
Okay.
marijuana was just very recently legalized, and the state board would get you in trouble before then, so I didn't pay much attention. But anyway, I'm sure Dr. Sherman can find it for you. Getting on to other
Okay.
things, has she had her serum testosterone checked, sir? Serum testosterone and free testosterone, the heart is a big old muscle, and if a lady runs low, compared with other ladies, not compared with guys, on her testosterone, the heart's going to suffer. So that should be checked if it hasn't been already. That's only one thing. Dr. Sherman will tell you about a list of things that help the heart. Just for example, the heart usually burns sugar for energy. Well, gee, if we just give the person L-carnitine, and the acetyl-L-carnitine gets into the body better, by the way, but L-carnitine will do. We just have to take more of it. L-carnitine turns a switch, and so now the heart can burn not only blood sugar, but it can burn essential fatty acids. So it's become a more efficient energy procuring machine, we want to call that, because it kind of opens up those cells so they can burn fats as well as blood sugar. Now, there's a whole list of things that help the heart, sir. And if you want to get a book on this, there's a cardiologist who does all natural medicine. Imagine that. You've probably heard of him, Stephen Sinatra.
Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen with a PH instead of V. Sinatra, just like the singer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Yes,
Well, you really need to go to his website and scroll through all the books that man has written, and find one on nutrients for the heart there, sir. The guy's written about 20 or 30 books. And so you can get a head start and then discuss what you find in there with Dr. Sherman.
Okay, nutrients for the heart.
Well, that's not the name of it, but you can scroll through his website and you'll be able to identify which one is about that.
Okay, that sounds good then. Yeah, the CBD oil has already helped her with the dysrhythmias that she was having.
Yes.
And it's a one-to-one thing. When we give her CBD oil in the morning, within a few hours, the irritability and the dysrhythmias disappear. And I'm going to have to start giving her CBD oil in the evening also because they start recurring before morning comes around. But
Well, let me give you another
anyway, I
clue.
thought I'd.
Let me give you another clue, sir, before we get to the end of the hour here. Taurine, the amino acid taurine, is an electricity regulator. It doesn't build into proteins, it regulates electricity. I just had a gentleman check back in 2 weeks ago who says, "Oh, since I've been using 2 grams of taurine today, I'm no longer having those palpitations in my heart anymore." I'm not kidding. It also helps kids with seizures because it controls electricity in the brain too. So I'd get myself some taurine right away if she's got dysrhythmia. It never hurt a thing.
And the acetyl L-carnitine, how much of that should she be taking?
I'd be starting with a gram a day. And again, that one doesn't have side effects either. The taurine, I'd be doing a gram twice a day if she's got a dysrhythmia. That's what I'd be
Okay.
doing. I'd be doing it for a member of my family, sir. Do discuss it with Dr. Sherman, but I'm sure he'll agree.
Okay. And the acetyl L-carnitine would just be 1,000 milligrams a day then?
Well, for now, just see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And we'll be seeing Dr. Sherman fairly shortly then.
Okay. Thanks for the
Thanks.
call. You're welcome.
Bye.